ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Yaakov Carmel.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is 2 round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop and the third prize a full set of the Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or 4 tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We're starting Sanhedrin Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara is dealing with the Pasuk of Mois Yumas that we know is referring to Chenek. And the Shaila is, how do we know that Mois Yumas is referring to Chenek and not the other Misais? So we had a Machlokes Tanoim. B'Yeshi said that you can't call the Chumrah, and since the most Kal of the Dala Misais is Chenek, therefore Mois Yumas is referring to Chenek. Rabbi Yonason argued, and he said, Kol Misa Amur B'Teir Estam Eni Ela Chenek, not because it's the most Kal. Rather, any time the Torah doesn't specify, he has a drasha to learn out that it's chenek. As Rebbe explains, he makes a gzeira shava. Here it says misa. We find the word misa in reference to misa v'dei shemayim. Just like by misa v'dei shemayim, there's no roshim, there's no mark. So too, the misa hamura b'tayra stam is referring to a misa that does not leave a mark, and that would be chenek. Tafim Gimel starts off with the Shaila that according to Rabbi Yeshia, that all we have in the Pasuk is Mais Yumas, we have no Gzeira Shava. All we're dealing with, all we have to work with, is the idea that we can't take a more Chamadika Misa, so we have to go to the most lenient Misa. The question is, who said there's a Misa called Chanek? Once we establish this 4 Misas, then we'll say, you get the most lenient Misa. But before we establish there's such a Misa as Chanek, how do we have a right to say that the Pasuk of Mais Yumas is referring to Chenek? The Gemara answers, Arba Misas Gemara Gemiri Luhu. There's a halacha of Mashem Sinai that these are the 4 Misas, Skila, Sreifa, Hari, B'Chenek. And we ourselves could figure out that Chenek is the most Kal. Therefore, when you have a Pasuk of Mais Yumas, we have a right to say that Mais Yumas is referring to the most lenient one. The most lenient one is Chenek. And therefore, Mais Yumas refers to Chenek. The question is, on Afmem Tes, we brought down a Rambam. The Rambam, in Sherish Yudalim and Sefer HaMitzvahs, says that the Yudalim Mises are 4 separate Mises, 4 separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Sreifa, Skila, Herig, Bechenek. They have 4 separate mitzvahs. The Ramban argued, the Ramban said they're all under the banner of Ubiyat, Arami, Kerbecha, and they're considered 1 mitzvah. The Rambam holds this 4 mitzvahs. Now we have a rule, Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Shroshim, the Rambam says, any mitzvah that we got, and the only knowledge we have of this mitzvah is through Halacha Mashem Sinai, it's not counted in the 613 mitzvahs. The Taryag mitzvahs that we're mina are all the mitzvahs that were given b'chsaf. Any mitzvah that's only given in Halacha Mashem Sinai form is not counted in the mitzvahs. Hence arises the Shaila, according to the Rambam, that there are 4 different mitzvahs. According to this Gemara, according to Rabbi Yeshia, there is no pasuk that ever says any reference to Chenek. All it says in the Pasuk is Mais Yumas. We know it's referring to the most Kal, most lenient Misa. We have a Halacha Mashmi Sinai of Chenek, so therefore we say it's talking about Chenek. That means that the Halacha Mashmi Sinai is telling us Chenek. Without Halacha Mashmi Sinai, we have no reference in the Torah to Chenek. So shouldn't this be a stira to the Kal of the Rambam that we cannot count a separate mitzvah, any mitzvah that's only a Halacha Mashmi Sinai? You could say a simple answer, that the Rambam might paskin like Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yonason did make Gzeira Shava. Gzeira Shava, we know, is like his mefurish in the Pasuk, so that would be a makar in the Torah, and therefore it would be permissible to be counted as a separate mitzvah. The problem is it's not clear in the Rambam who he's paskining. The Rambam does bring down the words in Hilchos Esuri B, or Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, that Misa Amur B'Torah Stam is going on Chenek, but it's not 100% clear if he means based on Rebbe's drasha to explain Rabbi Yonason, or he means like Rabbi Yeshia's reason, because you only could take the most lenient Misa. So one could say, the beautiful answer, the Rambam is going in Rabbi Yeshia. And according to Rabbi Yeshia, L'chayra, at first glance, it seems to be that the entire mitzvah is coming from the Halacha Mashem Sinai. You could say the following. We brought down a teretz from Reb Shach. Reb Shach and Avi Ezri, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Yudalid, Halacha Beis. He was coming to answer the Ramban's kasha. The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs asked on the Rambam, if you're telling me that any time it says Skila Sreifa Harik V'chenek, it's a separate mitzvah, so why is the Skila of Avodah Zarah and the Skila of Shabbos and the Skila of Avi Yudaini, why aren't they counted as separate mitzvahs? Every time the Pasuk says Eben Yirgimu Bam or Usakaltim Isai, it's talking to Pesach and telling them a mitzvah. So if all the Talmud Misais are separate mitzvahs, why in the Talmud Misais themselves are there not separate mitzvahs? So Rosh Hashanah said a tremendous Yisai, proved it from a Rambam by Kilos Av, that the Rambam Shita is, even if you have one Pasuk and it seems like one mitzvah, but if there's different Einshim, this itself, that the Torah is saying that in different cases you have different anshim, splits up the mitzvah and you can count it as two mitzvahs. Therefore, he's talking about killas av. Killas av, there's no lav in the Torah that you can't curse out your father. Rather, there's a pasuk of nasi ba'am chaloisar, which is a lav that you're not allowed to curse out anybody. Usually you get malchus, but when you're mekal your father, there you get skewer. So the Rambam counts that as a separate mitzvah. So all the nasi kelim, the Ramban among them, ask, what's the separate mitzvah about that? There's one mitzvah you're not allowed to curse somebody. There's another din that if you curse your father, you get skila, but it's not a separate mitzvah. So Reb Shach says, you see in the Rambam, if you have one mitzvah and sometimes you get malchus and sometimes you get skila, that splits it up into two mitzvahs. Therefore, Reb Shach wants to say that the Rambam holds this one mitzvah, similar to the Ramban, of Biyar Daharam Yikarbecha. But from the fact that the Torah split it up into four einshim, that splits up Ubiyar Daharam Yikarbecha into four mitzvahs. Therefore, there's a separate mitzvah of skila shreifa harik v'chenek, but not because it says uskaltam oisai, rather because it says uviyarta harami kerbecha, which has four channels, and those separate channels, each one is considered its own mitzvah. So it's a beautiful teretz from the Ramban's kasha. You can't count skila of avodah zarah and skila of Shabbos as separate mitzvahs, because skila is not even the mitzvah. The mitzvah is uviyarta harami kerbecha. Only if you have a separate einish, that makes into a separate mitzvah. That was the teretz of Reb Shach that we said on the Afmem test. You see, according to Reb Shach, so it's very good, the question that we just asked. We asked that according to the Rambam, how could you count the mitzvah of Chenek? According to Reb Yeshua, if the only source for Chenek is from Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, the answer is, the mitzvah is Ubiyarta Rami Kerbecha. And Ubiyarta Rami Kerbecha is a pasuk in the Torah. You want to know how many mitzvahs are included in Ubiyarta Rami Kerbecha, depends how many einshim. But if you only know there's an einish through Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, it's very yitachin to say that even though you only know the einish through Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, at the end of the day, Ubiyarta Rami Kerbecha has four einshim. If Ubiyarta Rami Kerbecha has four einshim, so Ubiyarta Rami Kerbecha is going to be four mitzvahs. There's four channels of Ubiyarta Rami Kerbecha. That means the only way you have a question is if there's a mitzvah of chenek. Then we can say the mitzvah of chenek is not in the Torah. But if the mitzvah is Ubiyarta Rami Kerbecha, and all you're using the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim for is to say there's another einish in the world, to be able to count Ubiyarta Rami Kerbecha as a separate mitzvah when it comes to the einish of Chenek, that we have no problem using our Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim for. I saw this teretz in the Oyel Danio from the Dir Shruchapur. We'll continue on with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Elu Heinan Eskalin, Haba Alaim, Val Eishus Ha'av, Val Akala. So the Mishnah starts off listing all the arayas that have skila. Then it goes to al hazocher ve'al habehema va'isha meviyas habehema, which are also forms of arayas. And then it lists the other averes: hamegadef, over avayitz kechavim, nois nizar lemoylech, over yudaini, mechal shabbos, mechal av imoy, and baal nairam rasta meisim amediach. So it starts off listing the arayas, and then it goes to the other averes. Remeir Simcha, in his Sefer Chedusha Meir Simcha on Sanhedrin, he's ma'ir that why is Naira Marasa in the Sefer of the Mishnah? Since Baal Naira Marasa is also a form of Arayas, why isn't it listed in the beginning of the Mishnah, together with HaBaal Aim, Baal Eishis Ab, Baal HaKala? Why do we put it together with Mikala V'imoy and Meisis Amidiyach? So he wants to bring a raya to the Marambi Rutenberg's famous Shita that's born in the Taisis Rosh and Yavamis Daf Lam and Dalar Man Aleph. The Rambam Rutenberg wants to say that the Pasuk of Nairu Marasa is in Kisetze. The list of Arayas, most Arayas that we know, are all listed in Achrimais and Kedoshim. And the Pasuk that you get Kuris is in Achri Mois, towards the end of the parasha. He called Asher Yasim, he called to Eva Se'ela, but Nichrisu HaNefash is Aisais Mikarav Amam. The Pasuk says you get Karis after it lists off all the Arayas in Achri Mois. So the Ram Rutenberg wants to say that if the parasha of Naim Arasa is not said in Achri Mois, rather it's in Kiseitse, we have no Mekor, we have no source that there's Karis by a Naim Arasa. Now, even though one of the Sukkim in Achri Mois is in Eshes Ish, and at first glance, a Naira Hamarasa, Eris and Shirosa make you an Eshes Ish, so you should be including the Pasuk of Achri Mois. So that's the Chiddush of the Maram Rutenberg, that Erisin does not constitute Ishus on the level to be included in the Pasuk of Eshes Ish, and you would not have the Karas of Pashas Achri Mois. There's a Chiddush you get Skila, even though you're not really an Eshes Ish, but the Karas you won't have. That's the Chiddush of the Maram in Rutenberg. So comes along with Meir Simcha and he says a beautiful Pshat in our Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off with the Arayas of Parshas Achri Mois, the Arayas that have Karas, an Aim, an HSAV, a Kala, even a Zachar and a Behemo, even an Isham, a Vias, a Behemo, those are all in Achri Mois. Those are all Skilos that come together with a Karas. If you have Edim, you get Skilo. If there's no Edim, you get Karas. Then we start listing other Averis. When we get to the end of the list, we say, Mikal of Imoy, which gets Skila and not Karas. Mesis and Mediach, they also have Skila without Karas. When we're talking about the Einshim that have Skila without Karas, then we put in Habal Nayar Marasa. That's on the unique list of Skilas that do not come together with the Karas. So to write from our Mishnah, the Ram Rumberg's tremendous Chiddush that all the Rishonim have tremendous issues with, L'chaira, our Mishnah's arayah from the fact that we put Naira Rasa together with the Skilas that do not have a Karas. Rabbi Yosim hands off that he found that the Marach, or Zeruah brings down, that the Marami Rutenberg himself was Chayzer. He changed his mind, he retracted this Chiddush. With too many arayahs, not like it. But Rabbi Yosim says, our Mishnah would seem like the original understanding of the Marami Rutenberg. One could say that even though the Marami Rutenberg was Chayzer, we still have arayah from our Mishnah. It could be that all he meant when he was Chayzer was that every Naya Marasa is also an Eshes Ish. It's a tremendous Chiddush for us to say that an Erisin is not on the level of Ishus to be included in Eshes Ish. So Maram Rumberg was Chayzer and he said you do get Karas because you're included in the Karas of Eshes Ish or Parshas Akrimais. However, the Skila is because you're a Naya Marasa. So it comes out, when the Mishnah's listing the skilos, one could say, this is a skilo that does not come together with the Karas. This special chashivas, the special importance and strictness that we gave to a Naira Marasa to give her a skilo, does not come together with the Karas. It happens to be you get Karas because you're an Eshes Ish. But when we're listing the Mishnah put into two categories. Aim and Eshes Av and Kala, those are type of arayas that are so chomer that they have a skilo slash Karas. If you have Edim, the Skila, there's no Edim, you get Karas. The end of the Mishnah is saying the Skila is that do not come together with the Karas. So we put together, Mikal of Imai, Bal Nair Murasa, that has a Skila that does not come together with the Karas, and Amazes and Mediach. Because even though it has a Karas, but this that it has a Karas is because it's Loigar from an Eshes Ish, which is a Chenek slash Karas. But the Skila is not something that warrants a Karas. So since the Skila is not coming together with the Karas, therefore, we put in the end of the Mishnah, which is listing off skilos that do not come together with the Karas. Rav Meir Simcha is clearly not understanding like this last point we just made, because he says that our Mishnah is only good according to the Havamina of Rami Rutenberg. We're trying to say that maybe even after he was Chayzer, you could still be a Raya from our Mishnah to his point. And that is that Naim Arasa, since it's in Parshas Kiseitse, is not included in the Pasuk of Enichrisu HaNefashas HaOisos. So mitzad the parasha of Naira Marasa, you don't have Karas. In Echanami, you'll have Karas of Parashas Achrimais. But that still would be good in our Mishnah. The Avnei Nezer, in his Chelek on Avnei Ezer, Simon Gimel, brings a list of Rishonim that argue on this Rami Rutenberg. And like we just mentioned, even the Rami Rutenberg, Lamaskana, might have been Chayzer, like the Marach Arzurua says. And then he asks a tremendous question on the Havana and the idea of the Maram Rutenberg. The Maram Rutenberg wants to have that a Naya Marasa does not have Karas. Karas is only for things that are listed in Parashas Achimas. We know the whole halacha of Vaytafsi Kedushin, which is in the end of our Amud, is based on the halacha of Karas. If you have Karas, then you Vaytafsi Kedushin. That's the Mishnah and Yevamos Memtes, and that's how we paskin. All Chayvei Krisis don't have Tfisis Kedushin. So, comes along the Avni Nezer, and he asks the following question. According to Rami Rumberg, that every Nair Marasa, you have Skila, it's very Chomer, but you don't get Karas. If you don't have Karas, then you're a Chayvei Mises Bezdin without Karas. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, that Chayvei Mises Bezdin make like Tafsi. We paskin, you need Karas to make like Tafsi. So according to Rami Rutenberg, that every Nair Marasa doesn't have Karas, so if you don't have Karas, Kedushin should be Tafsi. So Halacha should be a person that gives Kedushin to a Nair Marasa, Kedushin should be Tafsi. You could have two people married to the same lady. Vizela Shemanu, whoever heard of such a thing, that you can make a Kedushin to a Nair Marasa. Now usually, when the Achrayim are dealing with these type of issues, there's a whole sugya in Gittin about Shifcha Charufa, if Kedushin Tafsi, they always bring a raya from the Gemara in Gittin that Pebeis and Mebeis. There's a braisa in reference to Yibam and Chalitza about Eishas Shnei Mesim. So the Gemara asked in Gittin that Pebeis and Mebeis, Eishas Shnei Mesim Heichim Shkachsla, how do you have a case? And it's clear in the Gemara that it's impossible to have a case of Eishas Shnei Mesim, that one lady will be married to two people. So usually, like by Shifcha Rufa, the Ben Yeshua and Abnim Lum are very busy, they have an Eitzah by Shifcha Rufa, that will be a case of Eishas Shnei Mesim. So, at first glance, the kasha over here wouldn't just be that we never heard of someone having Kedushin Tafsi to a Nair Marasa. Rather, it would be a kasha that we found the secret case of Eishas Shnei Mesim. The Gemara Gittin is worried and trying to find the case of Eishas Shnei Mesim, and they say you can't find one. We have a case according to Rami Rutenberg. But it's very simple why he didn't ask the kasha with that strength, and that is because the whole point of the Rami Rutenberg, the whole lumdus is that Erisin is not called the Isha of Eishas Ish. So it wouldn't be called an Eishas Shnei Mesim. If we're trying to find Eishas Shnei Mesim, Nair Marasa would not be a case that we Mekayim that tonight. That shame. The only kasha is that it's a Dover Muzer. It's a weird thing to say that Kedushin could be Tafsi to a Nair Marasa. You can answer simply with the Pnei Yeshua. We have Mimluim and Simimim Gimel as big machlokes with the Pnei Yeshua, but the Pnei Yeshua Shita is the reason this Leitavsi is not because of Chayvei Krisis. The reason this Leitavsi is because your Bishus Acher, if someone makes Kedushin to someone and he has a Kinyan Ishus on her, he owns her to certain degrees, that's the Kinyan of Kedushin, so someone else can't be kinder, like anything that if Reuben buys it, Shimon can't go and buy something. So too, if you made a Kinyan in Isha, so it's already in your, she's already in your Bishus, no one else can make Kedushin. So even if you say like Rabbi Rutenberg, that there's no Karas, it still doesn't necessarily have to mean that Kedushin would be Tafsi. Now, the Avnei Nezer asked another tremendous question, and that is from the end of our Mishnah. The Mishnah continues, and it says, HaBaal Eishas Av, Chai Mishum Eishas Av, Umishum Eishas Ish. Bein B'chai Aviv, Bein La'achar Mises Aviv, Bein Mina Erisin, Bein Mina Nasuin. So we have a clear Mishnah, that if you're Baal and your father's wife, since she's a married lady, besides Eishas Av, you're also being over on Eishas Ish. Bein mina Erisin, bein mina Nesuin. So you see you have the name Eishas Ish in reference to Erisin. Now that might be just saying that there's a din of Nair Marasa. You're called an Eishas Ish in reference to Erisin in regards to the Pasha of Nair Marasa, that you get Skila. However, Rashi asked on the entire Mishnah, what's this discussion if you have one Chiyuv or two Chiyuvim? Who cares if you have two chiyuvim misa? Doesn't really have any practical nafkamina. You're not going to give him both misas. So Rashi said the entire Mishnah, when you have the discussion if Baal Aim is also Eishas Av, that's all b'shoigig chayiv l'ashtei chatoyis. The entire discussion is all b'shoigig in order to know if you're chayiv two chatoyis. Because two chatoyis you can bring. If we have two shemais to the issa, if we have two name tags on this erva, then you will bring two chatoyos. So Rashi is learning our Mishnah in reference to chatoyos, and we're saying that if you're ba on a lady on an Eishas Av, she's also an Eishas Ish, then min ha'erisin, you're chayiv two. Rashi says it means you're chayiv two chiyuvei chatos. You only have a chatos if there's a karis. That's the Gemara throughout Shas, Yevamos Daf Yud, and other places. You only have a chatos, b'makom there's a karis. So if you're telling me, according to Rami Rumberg, there's no Karis, then there's no Chatas. If there's no Chatas, what's the point of our Mishnah? Who cares that there's two Chiyuvim? Who cares that there's Skila for two reasons? You're not giving him Skila twice. You're not giving him Skila twice. The only Nafkmina is in reference to a Chatas. But Chatas you don't have, according to Rami Rumberg, because there's no Karis. So you could get out of this kasha because the Meiri brings the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says the nafkmina of our Mishnah is legabe hasra. Now we're talking about mazid, and the question is, if an Ashes Ab is called an Ashes Ish, in regards to that, if you gave her hasra of Ashes Ish, you would be chayiv. We're not talking about a chatas. Maybe the Meiri Rumberg's right. There's no karas, there's no chatas. The question is, do you have both chiyuve skila, and the nafkmina would be that you give him hasra either Midin Eishes Av, or Midin Eishes Ish. Bein Mina Erisin, Bein Er Hanasuin. Because even Mina Erisin, that you don't have the chorus of Eishes Ish, you still have the skila of Daim Marasa. And the Mishnah is talking about Mazid, and it would not be really a kasha on the Rami Rumberg. So Rami Rumberg would argue on Rashi, and he would have to go like the Yerushalmi. It's interesting, the Chamer V'chaya says that Rashi didn't want to learn like the Yerushalmi, because the Mishnah says that Yerchai Mishum Eim U Mishum Eishes Av. And then later in the Mishnah says, Mishum Eishes Av Umishum Eishes Ish. It's pretty clear in the wording of the Mishnah that you're chayiv because of both. According to Yerushalmi, you're not chayiv because of both. You're chayiv because of either. So it should have said, Oy Mishum Eishes Av, Oy Mishum Eishes Ish. The wording of the Mishnah is Mashmi Yerchayiv on both. On that, Rashi was bothered. How can you chayiv on both? You're only getting one skila. Must be we were talking about achatas. Therefore, Rashi explained the Mishnah, it's talking about achatas, not like the Yerushalmi. The only etzel for the Rami Rumberg to get out of the Avni Nezis Kasha is to say he did not hold of the Chamer of Bechaya's Diak. He did not hold like Rashi. Rather, he went with the Yerushalmi. And he'll learn how Mishnah is going in regards to Skila. Let's continue on with the Mishnah. The Mishnah brings the case of Ba'ala Eim. Ba'ala Eim Chayiv Ole Mishum Eim Umishum Eishes Av. You have two Chiyuvim. Yehuda Eimer Eini Chayiv El Mishum Eim Bovad. The Gemara brings a Pasuk. The Yehuda holds that a mother who's also an Eishes Av, you only have one Chiyuv Chatas. What's the case of a mother that's also an Eishes Av, that the Tanakhama is saying that you're Chayiv two Chatayas? Rashi explains there's two ways to have it. Either in the Skatchala Aviv, Shalei Yiladet Tevizmos, a regular case that a lady was engaged, was married to a father, they had a child, so at the time the child is born, this is his mother, it's also Eishes Av. That's one way to understand the Mishnah. Rashi ends off, oy, niskach le'achre kein. Or it could be she had this kid be'isser. She was not married to this man, so it's his mother. And then she went and married this person's father, so it's his father, but he only became an Eishes Av after he was born. So the two cases of Rashi are, at the time you were born, it was your mother and your Eishes Av, or it was your mother, and later on, she subsequently went ahead and married the father who had she had given birth through this father, and now she went ahead and married him. So your mother turned into your Eishes Av. Those are the two cases of Rashi. Now it's interesting, the Menachas Chinuch, in the beginning of Mitzvah Kuf Sadi, he brings down this halacha of Imoy, a mother that's also an Eishes Av, and he says, you only can have this case if the Isser Aim and the Isser Eishes Av happen at the same second. For example, the first case of Rashi, if a lady legally marries somebody and they have a regular standard case and they have a child, so at the time you're being born, the Isser Aim is created and the Isser Eishes Av, the same second, is being created. And we have halacha in the sugya of Enes Echal al Isser. If two Isurim are being chal b'vasachas, so they're both chal. There's nothing stopping the second Isser from being chal because Haimenei Omafkis, which one is second, which one shouldn't be chal, therefore both of them are chal equally. But the Menachas Chinuch says, if you were to have the second case of Rashi, that it was a skachli achrei kein, that means at the time you were born, it was your mother, but it was not your Eishes Av. And then a year later, she goes and marries this father, and then she turns into an Eishes Av, then you would have the rule of Ein Isser Chal al Isser. Now, at first glance, he seems to be arguing on Rashi. Rashi clearly says that our Mishnah that says Yochayiv Tu Chatoi is talking about either by Niskach love of Shalay Lat Tebiznus, or Niskach the Achri Kane, which is the second case of the Michas Chinuch, and he's considering that an Ein Isser Chal Isser case, and still Rashi holds Yechayiv Tu Chatayis. The answer has to be, like the Minchas Chinuch himself ends off. The Minchas Chinuch ends off that even though I'm saying that if the marriage took place after the birth, there's a problem with Enes Chal Isser, but there is an exception to the rule of Enes Chal Isser, and that's the din of Isser Kailo. If the second Isser encompasses more people in the Isser, then we say Migu that it's Chal on the new people, since there's something happening with the new Isser. It's including more people, therefore it's Chal even on the previous person. So over here, if the person that's getting married, the man, has, let's say, brothers or a father or sons from different marriage, and with this marriage, you're creating an Eishes Ach to other children, or you're becoming an Eishes Ach to other people, since this marriage is including other people, therefore the Din Eishes Ach would be Chal even on the person that's Asa to this lady, Midin Aim. Because Eina Chanami, he had an Issa to this lady else Aim, but now we're adding on the Isser of Eishes Ach, and don't tell me Ein Chal Issa, because this marriage is including other people in the Isser, because now other people are Asr onto this lady. That's how the Minchas Chinuch ends off Lahalacha, and that would be how he would learn Rashi. Rashi that says, Niskashli Achrei Kain, that you could have the Mishnah, the Yerchayev Tuchatayas, when you were an Aim and subsequently you became an Eishes Ach, would have to be a case that there were relatives involved here, and you were creating an Isser Kail situation, therefore the Isser could be Chal on the other Isser. Now, the Acharim are bothered why Rashi got involved in this issue at all. The Mishnah says you can be Chayav Al Aim and Eishes Ach. Why did Rashi feel a need to explain how a mother could be a father's wife? It's pretty simple to be a mother and a father's wife. Why did Rashi have to go and be Meirich to explain this case at all? So Yochanan says that Rashi has an agenda over here. Rashi was bothered, how did the Gemara know to bring a Pasuk to explain Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says if someone's an Aim and an Eishes Ach, you're only Chayim Midin Aim. And they bring a Pasuk. So the Ochaner says, Rashi was bothered. Maybe the reason Rabbi Yehuda is because he holds Ein Chal Isser. Since Ein Chal Isser and Aim was Chal first, you were already a mother before you became an Eishes Ach. Therefore, Eishes Ach is not Chal. Why does the Gemara on Amud Beis have to bring a Pasuk to explain Rabbi Yehuda? So Rashi went out of his way to explain that the case of the Mishnah is not only a case of Enes Chal Isser. We're talking about either it was Bavas Achas, that she became your mother and the Eishes Ach at the same second, or it was Zachar Zeh. So Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the Stam case of the Tanakhama, which is all cases, whether it's Bavas Achas or one after the other, and Yehuda is saying in all cases you only have Aim and you don't have Eishes Ach. He's clearly not just arguing because of Enes Chal Isser reasons. Rather, he must be saying a pasuk to explain that even though it's bevas achas, and based on the klalim and the rules of Enes Chal Isser, should be able to be chayev two, still Yehuda only holds Yechayev one. Now we'll continue on with the Gemara. On the last line of the Afnun Gimel and Aleph, we have a braisa. Isser mitzvah of Isser kedusha, chaletzes v'loi misyabmois. So the Gemara explains Isser mitzvah and Isser kedusha, referring to a chayev lavin, or a derabanan. These cases have chalitza and not ibum. Why is the halacha chalitzis v'loy misyabmis? So we find the Pella in Rashi. Rashi says in the Be'amaschal Isser Mitzvah that Isser Mitzvah Kedusha, the Benoist Kedusha Ninu, Mar Binun Hosam Yevimtoi Yevimtoi. Yesh Lecha Acheres Sha'ilu Hashar Alach Loitz Ve'en Yel Yibum Ve'ezu Zuchai Vilavim. Rashi brings Exer Sakosuv. He says it's a Gemara in Afchof in Yevamas, that there is an Isha that has Chalitza without Yibam, and we don't say the general rule in Yevamos is any Oilel Yibam, any Oilel Chalitza. If you don't have Yibam, you don't have Chalitza. There's a Pasuk, Yivimtei Yivimtei, that there's one lady, there's one Isha that has Chalitza even though she doesn't have Yibam, and we don't know which one it's referring to, and we come out in the Gemara Yevamos that we're referring to a Chayvei Lavim. So Rashi says, we see a Mekar that there's a lady that doesn't have Yibam, has Chalitza. That's why there's no Yibam by Chayvei Lavim, because the Pasuk that says you have Chalitza without Yibam is referring to Chayvei Lavim. So it's evident in this Rashi that Chayvei Lavim don't have Yibam mid-Araisa. The next Rashi in the Vermaschu V'loi Misyabemis, he asks, V'chitema, Tesi Asei V'titchi Loisasei. Why do you say Asei Decha Loisasei? You have an Asei, a mitzvah of Yibam, Yibam Yabayla, a mitzvah of Araisa. You have a Loisasei, let's say she's a Mamzeres. Why do we say Asei Decha Loisasei? So Rashi brings down the Gemara Daf Chaf Amud Beis in Yavamis that answers. He's like, "Zeh Rabbi Rishayna Shemekayim Ba Yavami Yomila Atu Biyoshniyos Shneva Mitzvah Zasei." Since you only have a key of mitzvah in the first beer is doing the Maisi Yibum, that's a mitzvah. The second beer is no mitzvah. So we're afraid you'll come to do a second beer, and it's only mutter to do the first beer, therefore they don't even allow you to do the first beer. So we mamash have a stira one line to the next. The first Rashi is saying the reason why Achavi Lavim don't have Yibum is because of the Pasuk Yivimtoi. And the next Rashi is saying the reason why Achavi Lavim don't have Yibum is only a Gzer Derabanan, and Midaraisa, you could do Yibum, because I say the Chalaisa say. In reality, if you learn the Gemara in Yavamas, the Gemara on Amar Aleph, the Chaf Amar Aleph, originally in the Havmina, did seem to use the Pasuk of Yivimtai, but Lemaskana, the Gemara comes out that it's only Aser because of Gzerah. So why is Rashi bringing this Pasuk of Yivimtai if it's not the Maskana? This is Rabbi Kivega's Kasha, the Shagisai's Kasha, Kivega over here in the Gilian Hashas, is Mitzayin, the Shagis Ayah, and Simon Lam Gimel. The Masha over here has a slight toichik, but the simplest answer, he says the first Rashi is not talking about regular Chavi Lavim. You have to say the first Rashi that says the Pasuk of Yevimta, he's talking about Chavi Asay or Chavi Lavim Asay, and those type of Averis don't have the din of Asay Deich Halois Asay, because you don't say Asay Deich Asay, and you don't say Asay Deich Halois Asay Ba Asay. Since those cases, you can't have Tchiyah, so it's not Asar only because of the Gzeira, it's Asar much stronger reason. It's going to be Asar because of Yevimta. That there's an Isha that doesn't have Yibum, even though she has Chalitza, that's referring to, Rashi says Chayvi Lavim, but the Mashal says he means Chayvi Asay or Chayvi Lavim Asay. The next Rashi's asking, my regular Chayvi Lavim, why don't you say Asay the Chalai Asay? That's the territory for the Mashal. Kvega and the Shagis Ayay more or less end up with the Sarach Ian. Now we'll continue with the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara's trying to figure out what did Rabbi Yehuda mean when he said, that if you're not Roy, you're not fit for the father, there's no Isra of Eishes Ha'av. The Gemara said, it can't be talking about Chayav Krisus, because Chayav Krisus, even the Rabbanan would agree, there's no Din Eishes Ha'av, since Kedusha is not Tafsi. So you can't call her an Eishes Ha'av. So the Gemara said, it has to be Chayav Lavim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Kiva. There's no Kedushin Tafsi by Chayvi Lavim. The Rabbanan argue, they say only by Chayvi Krisus. There's no Kedushin Tafsi by Chayvi Lavim. There is Kedushin Tafsi. Then the Gemara asked, we have a braisa that Issa Mitzvah and Issa Kedusha are Cholzois v'loy misyavmis. There is a Din Chalitza by Issa Mitzvah and Issa Kedusha. And there's a discussion what Issa Mitzvah and Issa Kedusha mean. Is Issa Mitzvah Shniyais, which are Asim in the Rabbanan, and Issa Kedusha is Chayvi Lavim, or is it vice versa? Like we find that Yehuda was machlef, he switched it around. He said Issa Mitzvah is referring to Chayvi Lavim and Issa Kedusha is referring to Midr Abanans. But we see that Rabbi Yehuda just switched around the Lashonis, but he agreed to the Halacha, he agreed to this statement that Issa Mitzvah and Issa Kedusha, whatever they are, have Halacha of Chalsis V'loi Misyabmais. So the Gemara asks, if you're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda holds a Rabbi Kiva, that Chayvi Lavim are like Chayvi Krisus, that there's no Kedusha in Tafsi, so then they don't have Chalitza either. Just like Chayvi Krisus don't have Zika, there's no Din Chalitza or Yibam. So by Chayvi Lavim, according to Bekiva, there should not be a Din of Chalitza or Yibam. That's the Gemara. Comes along Taisvis, and he asks, Tema, Minale Litzmuye, Chayvi Lavim l'Chayvi Krisus l'Chal Mili. Who gave us a right to say that according to Bekiva, since Chayvi Lavim are so Chomer that there's no Kedushin Tafsi, who gave us a right to jump and say that therefore there's no Zika? Maybe Chayvi Krisus is not Tafsi, and there's no way for you to do Yibum, because it's Usr. And since it's Usr, so there's no Zika, the Torah didn't give the Zika, the attachment that every Yavama has to the Yavam. There's a connection, automatic connection. The Torah said she's Usr L'Shuk until you do Chalitza. That connection is only given to somebody that's able to do a Yibum, and it's a Tafsi type of Yibum. So Chayvi Krisus, that's Usr to do it. And it's really mufka from doing it, because this relationship between this man and this lady is a Chayvi Krisus type of relationship, therefore there's no Zika. But Chayvi Lavim, Taisa says, you have a halacha of Yavi Asay V'Yit Chalaisa Say. You're allowed to do it. Since you're allowed to do it because of the din of Yavi Asay V'Yit Chalaisa Say, therefore there should be a Zika. Just because the Aveira is on the level of the Chumrah and the potency of a chayvei krisis doesn't mean it's going to knock out a zika if you're allowed to do it. Maybe only when you're usher to do such a potent iser, there's no zika. But when you're allowed to do this type of iser, because if I say the chalais say, therefore there should be a zika. Taisvis does not have an answer. Taisin Yevamis Daf Tes asked the same question, and he also does not have an answer. The Rishonim give a few terutzim. The Taisin Rosh over here, the Yad Ramah, it's also a Truvus Harashba, Chelik Vav, Simon Yutes. They say the pasuk of Ulukachal Ali Isha is mashma, someone that's a bar kinyan. So there's Exeris Akasuv that any Isha that's a loitafsi type of relationship, there's no parash of Yibim. Yibim is only said on someone that's theoretically tafsi, since you're a chayvi lam. Chayvi lam are like chayvi krisis, that according to Rekiva, there's no tafsi. The pasuk's not referring to such an isha. The Rambani of Amos says a different answer. He says, since the Torah says that by chayvi krisis, there's no yibum, so there's a gili in the craw that anyone that's loy tafsi kedushin knocks out the zika. So Taiz was asking, what do you mean? It's mutter, because I say the chalais to say. On that, the Ramban saying, we have exeris akasiv. If you're loy tafsi, there's no zika. It's a gili from krisus to chayvi lav. But then the Ramban asks, how did the Gemara know that? How does the Gemara throughout Chas know that there's a gili from chayvi krisus that anyone that's loy tafsi knocks out the zika to enable us to ask a kasha on a Rekiva based on this premise? Means in Echrami, we're allowed to say there's a giloy, and we could learn out from Chavi Krisis to Chavi Lavin that anyone that's Leitavsi is Pakiziko, but to go ahead and ask a kasha, that's an obvious fact that according to Bekiva, it has to be that Chavi Lama like Chavi Krisis, that there's no Zika, that we have no license for. All Raman's saying is, we have a right to be able to say there's a Yalfusa, but to ask on Bekiva, based on this premise, Zelam Mitzinu. So the Raman remains with his question, how do we know that according to Bekiva, we don't say, I say the Chalais say? And there's a third approach, besides the Taisa Rosh that we mentioned, of Lukacha, and Seremban that we mentioned, that's a Gili from the Pasuk of Karas, is a third answer. That's a Teres of the Avnei Malur. And Simon Yudches, Simkan Aleph, a very controversial Avnei Malur. Now, Malur brings down the Machlaikis, Rashi and Taisus, and Yavamas, Daphim, Testament Aleph. What's the halacha if someone would become an erva after kedushin? We know the halacha is if you become an erva, let's say in the level of chayvei krisis, so kedushin is not tafsi. But let's say you were already married. After marriage, someone turned into an erva. If you turn into an erva after marriage, what's the halacha about the marriage? Do we say the whole kedushin is paka? Since kedushin is a stira to an erva, and kedushin can't work and can't be chal in an erva. So just like it can't be chal meikara in the beginning, so too it was already chal. It's paka, it falls away. Or do we say the entire halacha you can't make kedushin on an erva is in the maisa kedushin? You have no kayak to make a maisa in an erva. But if you already have the kedushin, it's not going to be paka. So machloek is Rashi and Taisus. Rashi holds it's paka. Taisus says it's not paka. So the Adonum says the following. According to Rashi, that any time you are an erva, even if the erva came about after kedushin, the entire kedushin is paka. So, in a case of a chayvi lav, and Taisus wants you to say, "I say the chalais," I say, even though we're going according to Rabbi Kiva, and chayvi lav are very chomer and they create mamzerus and there's no kedushin tafsi, but I say the chalais, I say, should say that you should do yibam to her, the mitzvah to do yibam even to such a lady that creates mamzerus. Fascinating idea. That's Taisus's chap. Taisus has a rule of Asei Dechaloise. You're allowed to do Yibam even to a lady that's a Chayvi Lavim, even according to Rekiva. So you're going to do Yibam, and your Kainer, Asei Dechaloise, is going to let the Kinyan happen. Okay. The second after the mitzvah, the second Bia is not a mitzvah. Like we said from the Gemara, Yibam is not Chafim and Beis. We always make a Gzeira, Bia Rishayna, Atu Bia Shnia. So there's no more mitzvah. If there's no more mitzvah, you're turned into an erva. Now you're a chayvi lavim. Let's say she's a mamzeres. You're a mamzeres, and you have no heter bia. So you're married to a mamzeres, which according to Rekiva is an erva. It's on the level of chayvi krisis. So according to Rashi, it's going to be paki. The entire kedushin is going to fall away. So what's the halacha about marrying someone when we know that tomorrow the kedushin will be paka? So the Gemara says in the end of Gittin, that if someone makes a kedushin, hayoymar ishti, ulamachir iyar ishti, I only want to make kedushin for one day, it doesn't work. And the Havana of the Avnei Malur says, brings down a ran in the Dharm, the Chotesim and Aleph, that every kinyanless man is a kinyan peiros. You can't sell somebody something for a day. When you sell a house for a day, you're not selling the house for a day that today it's yours and tomorrow it's mine. Because if it was really his, it would stay his forever. The entire idea of a kinyanless man means that you're just selling him the uses of the thing for a day. You're retaining the actual bylaws of the actual thing, and you're just giving him the uses of a day. You could use it today and I get it back tomorrow, but there's no such thing as selling an object lizman, just for a short time. Ein sham in the ran bariches. So the Avin Mum says, since every kinyan lizman is only a kinyan peiros, and by ishus, when you're marrying someone, there's no such principle, there's no such idea of ever having a kinyan peiros of an isha. By a field, we could say, instead of buying the actual field, you're buying the rights to the fruits of the field. But by the kinyan of an ishus, when you're marrying a lady and you're buying her to some degree, there's no musik of buying just the fruits. Therefore, it doesn't apply this idea of a kinyan lizman. Therefore, in our case, when you're making a kedushin for one day, you're making a yibum based on the rule of asei dechalais asei to a chayvi lavim, and the kinyan's chal, tomorrow there's no more mitzvah, so we're saying it's going to be paka. So it turns out you're doing a maisa kinyan in somebody that the second that the maisa kinyan is over, you're not going to be married to her anymore. That's a kinyan lizman. You're making a kinyan lizman. Kinyan lizman on an isha doesn't work because you can't have a kinyan peiros. So your kedushin doesn't work. The Alum saying it can't work because only a kinyanless man, which does not apply to an isha. This is the fascinating terrors of the Amnim Luim. This is tremendous discussion in the Gedolei Achronim, how the Amnim Luim is going to stem, how is he going to fit his Yisoid with many Gemaras and Yavamas. The most famous question all the Gedolei ask is Kasha. Reb Shimon has a big Arichas, Reb Shimon Shkop, Yavamas, Simon Vav, and that's from the Gemara of Gimel and Beis. The Gemara in Yavamas of Gimel and Beis brings a pasuk of Aleha to teach us that you cannot do Yibum in a case of an Achais Isha. It means obviously every case of Yibum is an Eshesach. That's the mitzvah of Bekach. That's the case of the Torah. That is Yibum. You're an Eshesach. You have no children. The Torah was matir. There's no Isra Eshesach b'makim Yibum. What about if you're an Eshesach and also an Achais Isha? The Gemara brings a pasuk of Aleha. There's no Yibum. The Gemara asks in Gimel and Beis, why do you need a pasuk that the mitzvah of Yibam is not doicha the Isra of Achais Isha? We have a rule, in asei doicha loisei sheish by karas. Even though an asei is doicha regal loisei, when the loisei comes along with karas, the asei is not doicha. So why do you need a pasuk of Aleha? That's the Gemara's question. So it's clear in the Gemara that if the rule would be asei is doicha loisei sheish by karas, the Gemara would have no problems. So Rabbi Shimon asks, according to the Amnim Luim, that even when you have Dechiyo, for example, I say Dechalayza, say, I have Taisus, Sanhedrin, Nathan, Gimel, and Taisus, Yibamah, Daf, Test, that according to Rabbi Kiva, why are we saying Chavilam, you can't Yibam, we should say, I say Dechalayza, say, and Amnim Luim says, you can never say, I say Dechalayza, say, because since tomorrow, there's going to be an Erevah that's Saiser, and Paki, and knocks away the Kedushin, therefore it's a Kedushin Lizman. And by Isha, Kedushin Lizman doesn't work, therefore the Kedushin never gets off the ground. So why does the Gemara in Yavamis say that if I say it would be Deich Eloisei Sheish Bekaris, we would need a Pasuk of Aleha? Why don't we use this Mahalach of the Amim Luim? We should say, even if I say is Deich Eloisei Sheish Bekaris, you still don't need a Pasuk. Because even if today you have the mitzvahs I say of Yibum to knock away the Karas, but tomorrow there's no mitzvah of Yibum anymore. If there's no mitzvah tomorrow, she's an Erva. According to Rashi, Memtes, and Yavamas, anytime you're an Erva, you knock off the Kedushin. According to the Avnilum, based on the Ran, and based on the Moran Gittin, the rule is that any Kinyan Lizman doesn't work. So how could the Gemara of Gimel Beis say that if Asei would be Deich, it would be good, why you need a Pasuk of Aleha? This is Reb Shimon's Kasha on the Avnilum. So there's a Teretz, they bring down from Zalman Sender, this is in the Milui Chaisim from Rav Jemashovsky, number 83, in the bottom of the Amnim Luim, he brings down a famous teretz from Zalman Sender. Zalman Sender was the Rav of Kovna. He says the following teretz. He says, over there we're talking about an Achais Isha, right? The erva we're dealing with is Achais Isha. That means you're married to this lady that's falling to you, sister. So you shouldn't be allowed to marry her. It's your wife's sister. So the Gemara is saying like this. If I say, you're allowed to do Yibam with her. Now, if you do Yibam with her, Reb Shimon asks, The second you do Yibam with her, now she becomes an Achais Isha. Now she's an Achais Isha. So now she's Pakas. It's only a Kinyan Lizman. Comes along with Alexander with a beautiful chap. The second you do Yibam with her, your wife turns into Achais Isha, not the lady you're marrying. So the lady you're marrying has a din asay teich leis isha recurs, according to the Havmin and Afkim on base. So you're allowed to do Yibam with her. As you're doing Yibam with her, which is permissible, so she's your wife. So your yesterday's wife is a wife, is the sister of your present wife. She's Paka. If she's Paka, you're allowed to stay married with the lady you're doing Yibam to. If the halach would be, asay teich leis isha recurs, you would be allowed to marry an achais isha and stay married to her. What was the Shimon's kasha? What do you mean? Tomorrow she's an erva, and there's no mitzvah tomorrow. Zakrim Zalman said that tomorrow she's not an erva. Tomorrow she's your only wife, and your yesterday's wife turned into an achais isha, and she's not your wife anymore. Therefore, it's not a kinyan lizman; it's a kinyan forever. I say dechlei isha v'karis. You're allowed to do the yibum. You do the yibum. Your wife is paka. Now she's the only lady married to you. You can stay married to her. That was the reason why in Yavamas they were able to understand that if I say Deicha, Lo Yishu Rekaras, it would be good why did the Pasuk of Allah. Only problem the Gemara had was that we hold Ein Asay Deicha, Lo Yishu Rekaras. Kam Zul Reb Chaim, Soveitchik, also brought down the Meloi Chaisim. He says he doesn't understand Reb Zalman Sender. The rule is that an Achais Isha after Gerushin is Asr. If you marry, there's two sisters, you marry one and you divorce her, you're not allowed to marry the second sister. So how could Reb Zalman Sender say that since you went ahead and married the new sister and you were mafkia and you knocked away the old sister that you were married to yesterday, therefore you're allowed to stay married to the present Yavama? What do you mean? But you were married yesterday to her sister. If you were married yesterday to her sister, it's a classic case of Achois Ishalach Gerishin. What's the halach of Achois Ishalach Gerishin? It's Aser, Paka, knocks out the present Kedushin, back to the Avi Blum's rule. That it's a Kedushin Lizman, and it's Paka the entire Kedushin. So Shimon's Kash is good. Shimon was asking that you have an Erva knocks out the Kedushin, so it's a Kenyan Lizman. So Yibim shouldn't work. Rav Zalman Sender was trying to say that the Kedushin is good now because you're not an Erva anymore because you're Mafkia, the other sister, comes over Reb Chaim. That's not worth any Gerushin. She's not dead. But she's not dead. She's alive. You did a form of Gerushin. Instead of giving her a get, you turned her into an Erva. So you divorced her in an interesting way. But she's a regular Gerushin. So your present wife, the Yavama, is an Achais Ishalach Gerushin. That's an Erva. Should be Paka. Should knock out the Kedushin. The Yibam shouldn't work. It's a Kinyan Lizman. Back of Shimon's Kash. So they bring down, and then Melachais Matez from Reb Baruch Ber. So this is Reb Baruch Ber answering Reb Chaim's Kasha from Reb Zalman Sender, who's coming to answer Reb Shimon's Kasha on the Avnei Meluim. The entire Gedolei Europe were fascinated by this question. Zuckerberg bear the following. He said, the Apaka de Erva is much more than a Gerushin. Every Gerushin, why are you usher in the Achais Isha? Are you divorced? It's not your wife's sister anymore. It's not your wife. She's not your wife anymore. So one could have thought, since you were married yesterday, therefore it's enough to be called an Achais Isha. But Baruch Hu says, no, that's not Psha. Rather, Gerushin is not a full cutoff. Gerushin retains some form of marriage. Even after Gerushin, it's still considered your wife, legabe, in regards to her sisters. So since the entire pshat of the Isra Achais Isha is all because to some degree there is a semblance of marriage remaining after Gerushin, then one could say that by an erva, and you have the paki of Rashi Yavamas Daf Mem Tes, that someone's an erva and he's a stira, He's a contradiction to Kedushin, and therefore the entire Kedushin will be Paka. That would be a level even more Mufka, even more separated than a Gerushin, because today you have no connection to her. If today you have no connection to her, you're Mutter Nachais Isha. So now you can go back to Reb Zalman Sender's Teretz. You do Yibam. When you do Yibam with an Isha, you're creating that your present wife is a Nachais Isha. She's Paki. She's out of the picture. Memele, you're allowed to stay married to the present Isha. Therefore, it's not a Kenyan Lizman, it's a Kenyan Le'olam. Therefore, it's a good Kedushin. Therefore, the Gemara held in Yavamis that if I say, then the halacha would be you're allowed to do Yivim and remain married to him. So to recap what happened over here, the Amlum has a fascinating Yisayt, that any Kedushin done to a lady that will be Paka tomorrow, the Kedushin doesn't start at all, because it's a Kenyan Lizman. Everyone asked on him from the Gemara in Yavamis. The Gemara in Yavamis, you see, you could do Yibam to an Achais Isha, even though tomorrow there's no more mitzvah, and therefore the Yibam will be Paki, and still we say you're allowed to Yibam, and the Kenyan works. That was Reb Shimon's Kash and Alim Lum. Reb Zalman Sanders' answer was, you will be able to stay married, because you will mafkia the other wife, your yesterday's wife, she's an Achais Isha, and she's knocked away. Reb Chaim asked, but the present wife is still an Achais Isha, Lach HaGerushin. Bachbar answered, Paki is different than Gerushin. Gerushin retains some issues, Paki does not retain any issues. If we go back to Zalman Sanders Teretz, that you're allowed to stay married to this Isha because you mafkia yesterday's wife. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara wants to know, what's the reason of a Yehuda? Why does Yehuda hold that an Imai, that's also an Eches Avicha, you're only chayav because of Imai, not because of Eches Av? The Gemara says, Amar Abai, Amar Kro, Imchahi, that if someone's a mother and an Eishes Av, you only have an Isser Im. The Gemara asks, Al Me'ata, Eves Eishes Avicha Leisigala, Eves Avicha Hi, we should make the same drasha. That if someone's an Im and an Eishes Av, you only have Eishes Av. So it's going to come out a fascinating thing, the Gemara says. It's going to come out if someone's an Imai and an Eishes Av. If you make these two drashas, you'll have no Isser. Because the Pasuk says, Imcha Hi, you only have Imai and not Eishes Av. The other Pasuk says, Eves Avichi, you only have Eches Av, not Imai, so you're left with nothing. So the Gemara goes on to say another drasha. Kibbeh says, doesn't understand the Gemara's question. Why do we say both the Yukim are true? He is Memayit, there's no other Isser. So Imcha he means there's only an Isser Aim, there's no Isser Eches Av, and Eves Avichi he means there's only an Isser Eches Avicha, there's no Isser Aim. They're both true. It's going to come out that if you're both, you have nothing. Kibbeh says, no. The psukim are necessary for specific cases. V'hainu, that if you're a regular, standard situation, that a kid was born from married parents, so at the time of his birth, there's an Isser Aim and an Isser Eches Av, both here on the table. We mentioned earlier, there's no problem in Inis Chal Isser when the two Isserim are happening Vas Achas. So then we'll have Exeas HaKos of Erbis Avichahi. You only have an Isser Eches Avicha, you do not have the Isser Aim. And what do you do with the pasuk of Imchahi? That would be talking about a case when the kid was born before the marriage. So at the time of his birth, there's only an Isser Aim. Subsequently, they got married, and now you're creating the Isser Eches Av. It's too late. The pasuk would say, Imchahi, that in the case that Aim was Chal first, then Eches Avicha can't be Chal. So why is Gemara saying that if you dash in He, then you're stuck? Kibbeh says, I have a very simple answer. If both these two are happening at the same time, there's exerts the custom of Eches Avicha. They only have that Isser and not Aim. But if they're happening one after the other, then there's Exeris HaKasa, then only the Aim is Chal and not the Eishes Avicha. And he remains with the Tzarech Im. I just want to point out that one could ask, why would you need a Pasuk that if Aim is Chal first, that you only have Aim? We have a regular rule of Aim is Chal Isser. What's what Kivegar is saying? The Pasuk of Imchahi is necessary for a case that the Isser Aim is Chal first. That's the general rule of Aim is Chal Isser. We do not need a Pasuk for that. The answer is, we mentioned earlier from the Minchas Chinuch, there's an Isser Kail over here. Since when she's subsequently marrying the father of this child, she's creating new Isurim to his other children, or his brothers, or his father, so the Isser is Kail other people, therefore, it could be Chal. Kivega just means, like Zer Sakasa would say, since the Isser Aim was first, so even though theoretically there is enough power with the rules of Isser Kail for the Aishas, the Isser Eches Av to be Chal, to be Exeris HaKasiv, that if the Aim is first, then the Eches Avicha is not Chal. It will be the Havana and Kveger's Kasha.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.